I'm going to give you six P's.
Psalm 23. I wrote this down, and then I lost my Bible, so I went to my office, and I noticed there were six P's in Psalm 23, my old Bible, and then different ones, and I think they were from somebody else. So if you got six P's on Psalm 23, I did come up with this. I'm not stealing it from somebody, but whatever, I don't know what to tell you. So here we are. Stand right up with me. If you can quote it, go ahead. If not, read it in your Bible. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray now in this time that you'll bless your word, a famous passage that we're all familiar with. Lord, there's things in it that we know it's your word. We know it's from you because we could never dive or reach the depths of it. There's no passage that we could look at that we'd ever figure completely out or learn it to the best of our ability. It's your word. It's incredible that we have it, and we're thankful for it. God bless this time that we have in it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Now, I see up in the balcony, my daughter is sitting with the family that she's been spending some time with, and I didn't notice them before. I'd like to say hi, folks. It's good to see you. You pray for them, because they're putting all their family through Pensacola Christian College, and if nothing else, we should take a special offering for them or something, because that's not cheap. So, but I'm thrilled that they're here. Psalm 23, the six P's I'm going to give you very quickly, you can write them down. Maybe you'd look at them because we're going to run out of time. Verse 1 is provision. Verse 2 is peace. Verse 3 is path. Verse 4 is presence. Verse 5 is preparation. And verse 6 is palace. And I want to give those, and we'll go over those a little bit for you. But the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, is God's provision. We're sheep. Say that with me. We're sheep. Now, for me, I'd like to think that I am just some incredible lion, tiger, you know, whatever. Sherry's over here shaking her head. You know what? Don't you get too full of yourself, folks. We are just sheep. Psalm 103 says we are the sheep of his pasture. That's all we are, okay? When you start to think that you're really something special, we're just sheep. But it's the Lord that's taking care of his sheep. He's watching over us. And how great is that? He provides for us. We sing that song. I don't know how often we sing in this church. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. What does it say? God will take care of you. And he does. Scott's making a big move coming back here from Florida. Honestly, you make a plan, you hope for provision. If you're in God's will, he will provide. If not, then you're on your own. You had better be in God's will. That's the key. As his sheep, God will take care of you. He provides. Not only that, he gives you peace. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Green pastures. We have those around here, not this time of year. You see that green farmland? Still waters. Lakefront property is expensive. Why is it everybody wants to be on the river, on the shore, on the water, on the ocean? Why? Because when you see still waters, nothing speaks peace like that calm water. People are attracted to that. Why? Because there's a lot of turmoil in life. People are looking for peace, and so they think if they have some highly mortgaged property on the side of the water, they'll find peace, which obviously we know that doesn't work. But if they could just find peace, and I'll tell you what, Christ is the Prince of Peace. And he's the one that provides that. There's no peace, saith my God, for the wicked. And the world's out there trying and looking for things and thinking, I mentioned the wedding last night. I don't know if there was a Powerball winner or not, but it's close to $1 billion. No winner? Unbelievable. For $2, you could get in on almost winning $1 billion, but you know what? They were all losers. There's no winners. Okay? But they showed on the news this long line of people waiting to get their ticket, and you had better not been one of them, all right? Don't waste God's money following that kind of trash. But the reality of it is, one woman said, oh, this is transforming. This is money that's transforming. Nobody transforms like Christ. And he'll do it freely, no money, for free. And he gives peace that the world can't give to you and it can't take away. He promises peace. Provision, peace. Verse number 3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path, the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You, if you know Christ is your Savior and you've invited him into your heart, we are called what? Christian. You are a Christian. My last name's Griffin. That name used to mean something. Used to be the family, for the most part, were believers. Used to be, for the most part, we were folks that were hardworking, stayed out of jail, paid our bills. And if you were doing business with a Griffin, that name meant that most people recognized that, by golly, if that's a Griffin, they're okay. That name means something. And what you do, whatever your last name is, speaks of the rest of your family. And if your name shows up in police beat, which I don't even know if we have police beat anymore, but it used to be you go to the paper and we'd read the police beat to see who got in trouble and who it was. And I'll tell you what, if there was a Griffin that landed in police beat, you didn't need to worry about the cops. You need to worry about the rest of the family, because they'd be calling. You know, I like that. Sad to say, the Griffin name doesn't mean what it used to. Some of that tribe coming up, my generation and later, has not helped us. And as a Griffin, that bothers me. But you know what? That's just Griffins. They're nothing. No offense to any Griffin that's here. What matters is Christian. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. See, what you and I do as Christians reflects on others. And we had better be walking the right path, doing the right things. And I don't have time to park on this morning, but I'll tell you what you're posting on your Facebook page as a Christian, whatever pictures you're putting on there, and folks know who you are. Let me tell you something. If you're doing something that doesn't reflect well on Christ, and you're putting it on Facebook, and you're saying you're a Christian, either get off Facebook or stop saying you're a Christian, because it's affecting the namesake of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, I'm getting ticked off at how Christians are conducting themselves, calling themselves Christians, going to work on Monday saying they were in church on Sunday, but you're lazy, you're not paying your bills, you're doing whatever it is, you're posting pictures that do not reflect well on Christ, and that is not helping us. Stop it! That's my counseling right there. You can pay me $60 at the end of the hour. It's a path of righteousness. For his, folks will say, well, Stan, you're going to lose people. Really? Really? You'd rather be a lazy, know about alcohol, drinking, smoking, whatever it is, and have all of that stuff, and give up the fellowship of other Christians and Jesus Christ himself to go do that stuff, and I'm offensive? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, listen, this isn't some evangelist just swinging in here and beating you up and leaving. I am your pastor. And you know what? I love you. Did you hear me? I love you. Now, you may say, well, Stan, you have a weird way of showing it. I would agree with that. You know? You're looking for a hug? No, ain't happening. You know? All of those things, I'll shake your hand, and yes, I'll hug you if you're hurting. You know I do. But you know what? A hug isn't a handshake. I love you when I hang up on the phone, isn't I love you? There are things I won't do because I don't want to lower the standard of what that is. A hug is something special to me. I hug my mother. I hug my wife. I hang on to my wife. You know? There are things to me that are special. Now, that's not degrading other huggers in the church. I think it adds a great dimension to our church if a bunch of you are huggers. I love seeing it. I just don't want to be a part of it. That's all, you know. I'm not trying to be hypocritical here. Listen, you're not like me, and I'm not like you. We're all different. God uses everybody. But I'll tell you what, there's a standard we need to live by, and we need to walk on a path of righteousness. Does that make sense? I love you. I mean that. Whatever it takes for me to convince you of that, I think after 21 years, you ought to know that I'm not just here to whatever Exeter has to offer, you know, which you can figure that out, all right? Provision, peace, path. Verse 4, thou art with me. Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. How great is it that you're never alone? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, even in difficult times. God's not surprised at the position you're in this morning. He doesn't look down and say, oh my word, I didn't see that coming. Already he's made a way for you to get through the trouble you're in. It's done. It's a done deal. All you have to do is follow God's path. He's prepared a way. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says there's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. Whatever trouble you're in, you're not the first, you won't be the last. It's happened to others. Sometimes sin takes place in the home. Parents will come to me and say, you know, my daughter's in trouble, my son's in trouble. I don't look at them and say, boy, that's the first time I ever heard of that. You know what I say? It's not the first, it won't be the last. I'm sorry it's you, but it happens. But God has prepared a way. There's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is what? Faithful. Who will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape. God will make a way. Say that with me. God will make a way. That's the preparation. And lastly, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. I'm telling you, regardless of the situation you're in, good or bad, goodness and mercy is following you. It's around you. God is protecting you. Listen, it could be worse. It could be worse. Say that with me. It could be worse. Trust me, it can be. But it's not, because God's goodness and mercy is around you. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the palace. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the mansions will shine, I want a gold one that's silver lined. I've got a mansion. You and I are sheep going to a palace. How great is that? How does that happen? John 14, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Another comforting verse. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. It's that palace. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may be also. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. All our church pens always say John 14:6, because we want to make sure that you being a good guy or great husband, great wife, good worker, pay your bills, have a great namesake, all of those things, none of that will get you to heaven. Allah can't do it. Muhammad can't do it. Hinduism can't do it. Whatever it is, I don't care. It's an exclusive deal. Jesus Christ alone is the only way. Folks will say, that's kind of narrow, isn't it? You mean to tell me that only those that believe in Jesus will go to heaven? That's exactly what I'm saying. They're the only ones. But on the other hand, when you trust in Christ, you are guaranteed. Guaranteed. Not just some little house. Other versions say, what is it, a home? It's a room. You can have your room. I got a palace. I got a mansion. I just happen to believe, don't you crowd me into some room. We're in a room right now. It doesn't look like much to me. My Bible says I've got a mansion. And I'm counting on the mansion, because I have not seen nor ear heard, neither entered in the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for those that love him. God love you. Think I love you? God loves you. God loves you. And he's got a palace, and you can get to it through Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord, my God. Heavenly Father, Thank you for the word of God. Lord, I pray that every person here is headed for the palace, not by their works of righteousness, but according to your mercy you saved us. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's free. If we'll confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's free. All we have to do is believe and receive. So, Lord, I pray this morning there are those here that have never trusted Christ as their personal Savior. They can become a Christian. Lord, bless them. Use them. Move into their heart and life. Help them to experience that peace that only you provide. Lord, for those that are hurting, you've made a way. They can make it. All they have to do is follow your path. Lord, it's a privilege to know you. We love you. You are my God. There is no other. Lord, we'll open the altars this morning. If there are folks here that have questions about salvation, I wish they'd get out of their seat and come see me, and we can show them for sure that they can go to heaven to be in that palace through Jesus Christ. All they have to do is pray and talk to you. They could do it in their seat, or we could lead them in the way. Lord, there could be those that are struggling this morning, and they're in a valley. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Help them to recognize your presence. And come and take that valley and give it to you, and say, help me through. Lord, perhaps there are those that need to join the church, or present themselves for baptism. Whatever it is, Lord, this is their opportunity, and time has gone by. Bless the invitation, please. In Jesus' name, amen.